Hungary hits back at FT, Soros an enemy of democracy, not person of the year. By Jack Montgomery on December 22, 2018. The Hungarian government has hit out at the Financial Times naming George Soros their person of the year. The famous salmon-colored newspaper, something of a house magazine for the British establishment and financial elite, praised the billionaire currency speculator and convicted insider trader as the standard-bearer of liberal democracy and open society. Hungary's conservative populist government, which shares a mutual antipathy with the 88-year-old plutocrat on the subject of mass migration, opposed by Budapest, encouraged by Soros, has offered an assessment very much to the contrary, observing, to the Financial Times, he's person of the year. But to many ordinary citizens, Soros is an enemy of their democracy. To the FT, Soros is a philanthropist, period. The charitable, selfless kind, wrote government spokesman Dr. Zoltán Kovács, describing the financier as the newspaper's Achilles heel. The FT and much of the liberal, mainstream media just cannot talk in any depth about Soros as the ambitious political actor that he is. A man with an ideologically driven agenda who puts money behind people and causes that are highly political in nature. He talks and writes candidly himself about his political schemes, plots for which he has zero political mandate, the Hungarian observed. The irony here? The standard-bearer of liberal democracy funds political movements to undermine democratically elected governments and decisions, like Brexit, taken by popular referendum. It is true that Soros, a Hungarian-born American citizen, has indeed plowed hundreds of thousands of pounds into the movement to overturn Brexit, and facilitated meetings between powerful EU loyalist politicians and party donors from both the governing Tory party and the Labour opposition at his Chelsea mansion. Kovács also raised the tens of millions of United States dollars, which Soros spent lobbying the U.S. government against Hungary in 2017, and similar efforts in the EU capital of Brussels. Soros and the NGOs that rely on his funding for survival continue to back a radical open borders, pro-immigration agenda at a time when the migration crisis is putting difficult strains on states to protect Europe's borders and posing serious security concerns. That stands in stark opposition to what the citizens of Hungary, and those of many European countries, want, he warned. I could list many other examples. His ideological zeal to push for an open society that seeks to undermine national sovereignty and run roughshod over the will of the citizens knows no boundaries. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.